Recorded Books presents a sci-fi audio production, The Gods of Riverworld, by Philip Jose Farmer. This unabridged recording is narrated by Paul Hecht and directed by Dave Millen. This book is copyrighted 1983 by Philip Jose Farmer. This recording is copyrighted 2010 by Recorded Books. Sci-Fi Audio is an imprint dedicated exclusively to science fiction and fantasy titles on CD. From classics to bestsellers, cult hits to critically acclaimed award winners. And now, The Gods of Riverworld.
Chapter 1. Loga had cracked like an egg. At 10:02, his image had appeared on the wall screens of the apartments of his eight fellow tenants. Their view was somewhat above him, and they could see him only from his naked navel to a point a few inches above his head. The sides of the desk almost met the edges of their field of vision, and some of the wall and floor behind him showed. Loga looked like a red-haired, green-eyed Buddha who had lived for years in an ice cream factory and had been unable to resist its product. Though he had lost 20 pounds in the last 3 weeks, he was still very fat. He was, however, a very happy Buddha. Smiling, his pumpkin face seeming to glow, he spoke in Esperanto. "I've made quite a discovery. It'll solve the problem of..." He glanced to his right. "Sorry. Thought I heard something." "You and Frigget," Burton said, "you're getting paranoid. We've searched every one of the 35,793 rooms in the tower, and..." The screens flickered. Loga's body and face shimmered, elongated, then dwarfed. The interruption lasted for perhaps 5 seconds. Burton was surprised. This was the first time that any screen had displayed interference or malfunction. The image steadied and became clear.
"Yes?" Burton drawled. "What's so exciting?"
The electronic vision blinked into enigma. Burton started, and he clamped his hands on the arms of his chair. They were a hold on reality. What he was seeing certainly seemed to be unreal. Zigzag cracks had run from the corners of Loga's lips and curved up over his cheeks and into his hair. They were deep and seemed to go through his skin and the flesh to the mouth cavity and the bone. Burton shot up from his chair. "Loga, what is it?"
"Sample complete. Ready to continue?"